and then filled up the holes. Actually, they're a rodent, I guess, aren't they? A rodent family, but I don't know what else you'd call them.
Okay, is it the same as a gopher?
We never called them gophers. I think gophers are I don't know. We just call them prairie dogs.
Okay. Now, there's a little tiny rodent that we don't get here, but they get in the mountains in Cloudcroft. It's about that big, and it has a little tiny tail, and it's really cute. It has little stripes on its back. They're brown, mostly.
Oh, I don't have them in Ruidoso. I don't know about Cloudcroft. I don't know.
What about the bigger rodents that have the big fluffy tails and eat nuts?
Well, the squirrels, of course.
Well, these little ones, they're like almost like miniature squirrels, but they're much cuter than squirrels. And they had a cartoon character, Chippendale.
Oh, chipmunks.
Yeah.
I haven't had chipmunks in Ruidoso.
You don't?
Well, I haven't seen them. I've seen big squirrels.
That's not good.
A bunch of woodpeckers that are eating my wood siding. But anyway.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's terrible.
Well, that must mean you have bugs in your wood siding.
Well, that's what my contractor said, and I said, well, go ahead and spray it, because a woodpecker will come. Every time I go up, there's a new hole, and one time they pulled out all the insulation, maybe looking for the bugs. Because I told my husband, why do they like that insulation? And he said, no, they're looking for those insects that are there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What other kind of animals do you see up in Ruidoso?
We have lots of deer that are really, it's getting to be dangerous because there's so many of them.
What kind of deer are they?
Well, they're whitetail. Mm-hmm. And the people there feed them, and then when they go away, in the winter, Ruidoso, as you know, is very seasonal. We go up all the time because my children like to ski, so we sometimes go more in the winter. But they have nothing to eat, the deer. So, there are too many of them. Sometimes there'll be 30 crossing from my backyard, which is on the 15th hole there, the golf hole, over to the other side to get something to eat. So.
I've never seen so many at once.
Too many deer for a town, where there are a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And my little grandson used to say, Grandmother, how come you love the deer at the ranch, but you hate them here? And I said, well, there aren't as many of them at the ranch. And they had 35 sections to be on. And, every time you look around, there's a deer and people are screeching their brakes not to hit them. So we have deer, we have skunks. We have badgers, lots of birds.
Do you have woodchucks up there?
I haven't seen a woodchuck. I'm not sure I
know. I don't even know what one is. I'm still trying to find out.
Well, maybe I see them and I'm like you. I wasn't able to identify them.
Do you have any of those little reptiles that crawl along the ground and have shells on their backs?
Snails?
Got
some right here in the front yard.
Well, they're better than snails. You can keep them as pets.
Oh, turtles.
Yeah.
I talked to Phil at Roberts many years ago, we had to keep the door open because in those days they didn't have air conditioning in the school. Mm-hmm. And those turtles, those sand turtles, would come in and out, and they just became our friends, our second grade friends. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen any turtles in Ruidoso.
The turtles that only go on land, those are called what?
Tortoise.
Okay. And what are some animals that you would hunt in El Paso?
Well, I understand that people live on the mountain. Don't you all live up there? Sometimes they have coyotes. And I think they've seen mountain lions. But I don't think that we would be allowed to hunt them.
No. Probably not.
No, we would get in trouble with the...